The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not have let his house be broken into. You also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." Then Peter said, "Lord, is this parable meant for us or for everyone?" And the Lord replied, "Who then is the faithful and prudent steward whom the master will put in charge of his servants to distribute the food allowance at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master on arrival finds doing so. Truly I say to you, he will put him in charge of all his property. But if that servant says to himself, 'My master is delayed in coming,' and begins to beat the men servants and the maid servants, to eat and drink and get drunk, then that servant's master will come on an unexpected day and at an unknown hour, and will punish the servant severely and assign him a place with the unfaithful. That servant who knew his master's will, but did not make preparations nor act in accord with his will, shall be beaten severely. And the servant who was ignorant of his master's will, but acted in a way deserving of a severe beating, shall be beaten only lightly. Much will be required of the person entrusted with much, and still more will be required of the person entrusted with more." The Gospel of the Lord. And so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I thought I would tell you a little bit about our first reading today from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans, because we've been neglecting the first reading. And it's tempting to neglect the first reading when the first reading is Paul, because, as I mentioned last time I talked about this, Paul's hard to understand. Paul's hard to understand, first of all, because he doesn't tell stories like the gospel does. Paul teaches theology. And Paul's hard to understand because he's very dense. He says a whole lot in a small bit of economy of words. And it's very, very difficult, and you can't really appreciate Paul unless you roll up your sleeves and get to work, but we have to, because there's so much goodness that Paul wants to teach us. A little bit of work this morning to uncrack a lesson that I hope will help you, okay? Now, Paul, here in this letter to the Romans, right here at this point where we heard this first reading, is talking about baptism. That's what he's talking about. Up until this first reading, he's been talking about all the things that baptism does for you. Here in this first reading, he's talking of all the things that baptism asks from you. Okay? And he uses a metaphor of slavery and freedom here in this first reading. And for Paul, it's very stark a choice. It's either or. It's black or white. There's no third option. Either you live in slavery to sin or you live in freedom to Christ. That's the stark choice. Let's understand what Paul means when he says these words, okay? So when Paul talks about sin here in the first reading, he does not refer to individual sins like adultery or theft or lying. And when Paul talks about sin, he doesn't refer to the sin as like a vague generality either. What he means is the effects that sin have on you. It's a constant downward pull. You know what I'm talking about, right? You're always tugged on by some mysterious force to do the wrong thing, to say the wrong thing, to think the wrong thing, to eat more than you ought, to rest more than you ought. Always this constant downward force. If you've studied your catechism, you know the name of this downward force. It's called concupiscence. And it's one of the effects in us, in our souls, of original sin. That's what Paul means when he talks about sin. Now, what he says here in this first reading is that downward force is like a ruthless, cruel tyrant who's always demanding your slavish obedience. He lies to you, deceives you, gets you to use God's good things in the wrong way, and if you live your life in obedience to this cruel tyrant, in the end you'll be destroyed. And apart from Christ, you have no power to resist his cruel kingship over you. However, Christ has come along and he's given you his grace, he's given you baptism, and now you've got a strength in you that's stronger than the tyrant. You've got a power in you that's more powerful than the downward pull. And this is where the first reading begins. He says, now you have a choice to make. Who are you going to obey? You going to obey that downward pull, that cruel tyrant, or are you going to obey the Lord? It's easy to obey the tyrant. It's hard to obey the Lord. That's why Paul says here that you now have become a slave of righteousness and an obedience to the Lord. Okay? However, unlike the old cruel taskmaster, the Lord actually loves you. And unlike the cruel slavery of sin, of concupiscence, the Lord wants to set you free. A little tiny anecdote about that, how the Lord wants to set you free. I have known in my life two people who were personal friends of canonized saints. I knew someone who knew Mother Teresa, and I knew someone who personally knew Saint Jose Maria Escriva. You know what's interesting about what these two people say about the canonized saints with whom they were friends? They both talk about how free they were. So this one priest I knew, he said, the thing about Mother Teresa is she's so free. It's like just being in her presence, you feel free. And it's hard to describe, but she was just so free. That's what he said of her. And then the priest I knew who knew Saint Jose Maria Escriva, he said, the amazing thing about Saint Jose Maria is like there were no rules for this guy. It's like there were no rules in his life. Everything was a complete joy. Everything was complete liberty. It was like a child playing in a great big playground. That's what his life was like. It's the freedom of the children of God. That's what God's given you in baptism, according to what St. Paul says right here. But, okay, the challenge that puts on all of our shoulders, before we can arrive there, we have to submit ourselves in obedience to our Lord and his gospel. Okay, that's the challenge. Obedience to the old slave master, obedience to sin, is a cold, cruel, sad, easy path that leads to your destruction and ultimately to your spiritual death. Obedience to the Lord is a challenging, hard, difficult, but greatly glorious path that leads to freedom and life. That's the challenge St. Paul places before us here in our first reading. And with the prayers of the saints to help us, let's ask for the grace to choose freedom and life. St. John of Capistrano, pray for us.